The Kids Count Right Start study produced by the Annie E. Casey Foundation covers the decade of the 90s. The results showed that nationally the percentage of women smoking during pregnancy dropped from 18% in 1990 to 13% in 1999. In Wisconsin, the smoking rate dropped from 22 to 17%, and that puts the state well above the national average on an important child health indicator. In Milwaukee, the smoking during pregnancy rate dropped 2% in the past 10 years. But at 18%, the city still has the fourth highest number of smoking mothers among the 42 large cities included in the survey. One of the study's authors, Dr. William O'Hare, says it's a health problem that large cities especially have to find a better way to tackle.
There's plenty of research that suggests that women who smoke during pregnancy tend to have worse birth outcomes in terms of low birth weight and preterm births. So that's a place to look at, and I think particularly in light of the tobacco settlement and some of the money that's coming from that settlement, that's maybe a place to put that money.
But child health care advocates in the state say not enough of Wisconsin's tobacco settlement money is being earmarked for programs that might help dissuade expectant mothers from smoking. Martha Cranley is with the Wisconsin Council on Families and Children. She says the governor's budget would take money that could be used for smoking cessation programs and uses it instead to reduce the state's budget deficit.
What the governor proposes to do is practically cut in half the money that's available to prevention programs. And clearly, this is an area that the state as a whole, and Milwaukee particularly, needs could use some support in.
Cranley also says the governor's plan to cut shared revenues to cities could cause a drop in funding for other child health care programs, especially those aimed at reducing the 20% teen pregnancy rate in Milwaukee, which is the third highest in the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.